With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
I said, give me a hell yeah!
Hey, this is Zeta Zane.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Talent is not sexually transmitted.
You need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks!
Hey, everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I'm Lewis Howley. I'm Sam Spoker. We are Pretty Deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the star, the NXT UK champion, and you're listening to the Wrestling Podcast.
You are watching and listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan T, Ro Moran, Chino Liao, and Rowan the SHIT all together again. And oh boy, ang dami natin pag-uusapan, ang daming mga feelings na kailangang i-process and i-unpack. But first, Chino, welcome back to the live streams for real, for real.
Thank you. I expected my name to be last kasi special occasion. We'll take what we can.
Nice to have you back on the same time zone. How are your bouts with jet lag?
I have been losing. I've been waking up at 6. Pero dahil dyan, I've been getting a lot done. We shall talk about all the things that I've done when we come to the plugging part of the program.
So yeah. All right. See ya. Yeah. We'll wait for that. In the meantime, we have so much on the docket for tonight's live stream. But first, we got to let you know about a way to support the podcast. And that is by being a Wrestling Podcast patron. And right now is actually a good time to sign up to be a patron.
Yeah, guys, if by any chance you want to catch the Elimination Chamber premium live event, well, not live because we're going to be doing it in the morning of Sunday, February 20th, you can just sign up for our Patreon, patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast for as low as 250 pesos a month. You get access to our Discord community where we do the watch parties, get access to exclusive review content of the weekly shows and pay-per-views, and also get merch, either pasabay from shops online, wrestling shops online, or our own line of merch, which is coming soon enough. We're just in the works with our partners from PNA just to get it done. But patrons will get first dibs for free on the merch because they are patrons. So again, patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. It's in the comments right now. Thank you, Admin Jackie, for as low as 250 pesos a month.
Yeah, nananawagan din ako sa mga patrons, the new ones especially, who I reached out to. If you have, if you've heard from me and haven't responded, please respond. I kind of need to send you guys your goods, your free stuff.
Let's message them again. Wilson asks, what time Elimination Chamber? Well, if you really want to catch it live, it's 1 a.m. Yep. on Sunday. So if you are really a stickler for live sports, then go stay up late. But we'll be watching it at 9 a.m. para makatulog naman kami ng ayos.
Yeah, so lahat kayo gising by then, ako tulog na ako by then. So yeah, hope to catch you either on the WWE Network or dun sa ating watch parties. Okay, Babyface Producer Gil, let's put up the first slide here because we gotta talk about yung sa ulo ng mga nagbabagang balita. Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes tumiwalag mula sa AEW.
that's Stan's best attempt at masa news.
So yeah, Cody Rhodes is no longer with AEW, man. This is status quo changing news right here. And merong reports na babalik siyang WWE according to Justin Barrasso of Sports Illustrated. Merong daw nagsasabi na Cody could be filming segments at the PC as early as this weekend and that he could be back either this weekend nga or the Raw after Mania. So Instant reactions. Let's start with Ro.
Okay, before I get into the reactions, we have to contextualize what we know about this happening, this incident. So I actually want to read off the report by Wade Keller of PWTorch.com, because he goes into a really deep dive of what he thinks, or what people think, might have been the reasons for Cody's legit departure, which is looking more and more legit as the days go on. So again, I'm going to read his report. First, he said that Cody asked for more money, but Cody became a bit of a liability, Tony Khan would say. And he kind of, before he just explained or justified it as something that he has to bear, because Cody Rhodes still drove numbers. But here, Cody said he wanted to be a superstar, but Bryan Danielson and CM Punk changed that dynamic. And Cody became expendable, apparently, to Tony Khan. So basically, to boil it all down, Cody Rhodes thinks he is a top star. And going by the reactions of the fans these past few months on Dynamite, parang hindi naman. Like, there are bigger stars on the show than he is, like Bryan Danielson and CM Punk. And I think it's a matter of him just wanting to be recognized as a top dog, but he's just not quite there yet. And I just, you know, parang napaka, he's just so full of himself, man. Like, I don't know if it's true, if all of that is true, he just sounds too full of himself. And nobody really likes him, or a lot of people don't like him. And he's just trying to pass off as a legend in the same way as the other guys are.
Ikaw, Chino, since gising na gising yung utak natin.
Yeah, first of all, let's go back to all those other AEW entrances he did. He smashed the throne. He pretended to be Triple H. He started using a pedigree-like finisher. Diba? I started calling out the WWE. And then now that that's all happened, he still has the propensity and the gall to go back to the company that he called out multiple times. So para sa akin, if he really knows his value, that's one thing. Congrats to him, diba? He wants more money. He sees himself as a big star. Okay. But at the same time, how is that environment going to treat him after all the shenanigans he pulled while he was a member of the AEW roster, under the AEW team, in fact, diba? Paano siya, ginago niya yung WWE, and then now all of a sudden, hey, welcome back, goods na tayo. I don't think it's going to be awkward, to say the least.
Medyo pessimistic yung outlook ni Chino towards Cody potentially returning to WWE. Rowan, do you have a different take on this?
I think this is really weird. I don't know how contracts work, pero I think parang sinacrifice lang ni Cody na hindi siya mag-sign ng contract just so the reportedly be planned superstar or planned wrestlers from AEW that were about to be released so that they can sign a contract. I don't know if that's how contracts work, pero feeling ko ganun yung ginawa ni Cody, pero medyo malabo. Now, with Cody going to WWE, the reason daw is ano, he lost the ability to book, parang ganun, di ba? Di ba mas mawawalan siya ng ano, creative freedom if he would go back to the WWE?
Yeah, according to the rumors, Vince apparently wants to push him or to give him a big push. Kasi he made something of himself outside of WWE. He started a company, so he was a big deal. And syempre, heading back into the company, he's not just a mid-carder anymore. He is someone who admittedly carries a lot of weight, but I don't think he is at the level that he thinks he is in.
I agree. Kasi feeling ko si Cody puts a lot of pressure on himself as well, comparing himself to his father. Diba? He's done that multiple times in a lot of promos. He even sided with Arno Anderson for the better run of his AEW career. Kasi he really wanted that vintage to stand out. He wanted people to know that he comes from wrestling royalty. But then at the same time, wrestling royalty can only get you so far as a gimmick. Right? It always just boils down to the person's talent. And I don't know. I feel like tama si Ro when he says he's just not there yet.
Yeah, people are wondering kung anong magiging experience ni Cody Rhodes. What's he gonna be presented as if and when he comes back to WWE? Is he going to go after Roman Reigns? Is he going to go after whoever's WWE champion by the time he does come back, if it actually happens? So many questions up in the air. People are also asking in the comment section, what about Brandi Rhodes? Yung report ni Justin Barrasso from Sports Illustrated says that his sources state that Brandi Rhodes will not join Cody. So, yun yung ano, ni report as of now. May additional information ba tayo on this one?
No, I don't. I haven't heard anything about Brandi. I don't really want to see Brandi. Sorry, Brandi. I you're probably a nice person backstage, but you do nothing for me in the ring, and you're probably better off as a executive behind the scenes. I just wanted to address yung question of Julian and what he asked. Cody is so bitter with the WWE, and why would he go back to the company he's so bitter with? Yeah, that's what I thought too. But looking back in the history of the company, a lot of people who did not see eye to eye with Vince McMahon eventually went back into the fold. People like Bret Hart, Bruno Sammartino, a lot of other people.
Ultimate Warrior.
They buried the hatchet, so it's not unprecedented for them to bury the hatchet. Yun nga lang, if Triple H has any pull whatsoever, they might find it awkward, or Cody might find it awkward to be in the same company as them. But we'll probably cross that bridge when they get there. Mawala rin ba sa Go Big Show? Probably yes. The reality show Road to the Top hasn't been officially renewed for a second season, so that's probably out the door as well. I wouldn't put too much stock, or I wouldn't make too much of a big deal out of Cody returning to a company that he's trashed. It's just business at the end of the day. So, ang tanong ko lang is, will Cody be the top dog that he thinks he is? And I don't think so. I really don't think he is. And to me, this is an okay loss for AEW. Like, they don't need the drama or the ambiguity that Cody brought to every segment that he appeared in on AEW programming. Like his weird, dramatic, overproduced promos that are meandering and so convoluted. I don't need any of those anymore. And the show is honestly a lot better off without it.
What do you guys think about yung unang reports ni Sean Ross Sapp from, I think, January, when he reported na merong riff apparently between the EVPs, and then now that this news has come up, he was kind of low-key gloating on Twitter saying na, see, I told you guys na, you know, this was a story that was about to break.
I don't mind it. I trust SRS. I think he has good sources, so I also am not surprised that Cody would be the type of person na magiging detached dun sa ibang tao. Kasi according to Keller, if we are to buy his report, he's kind of isolated himself from the rest of the roster. So medyo naging detached siya from reality in his own company. So you probably don't really need a person like that. And nobody has disputed those reports. If anything, what people were disputing were Keller's reports saying that Brandi wasn't well liked backstage. Yun yung not the Cody parts. So that might be saying a lot.
Last bit about Cody Rhodes before we move on to our next topic. I'll throw this one to Chyna first. What do you think about Cody Rhodes being part of the startup, diba, that became AEW, and he didn't even last 3 years there?
It just says a lot about how he is to work with, I feel like. If at the end of the day, let's liken it to that movie, The Social Network. Diba? If you guys remember that movie, that was Justin Timberlake, they did an integral part in Facebook. But then at the end of the day, his character in real life is just a toxic person. I'm not saying Cody Rhodes is a toxic person, but this is just a reflection on what it's like to work with somebody who refuses to be part of the team, who refuses to, you know, follow direction. Say, yes, without Cody Rhodes, wala si TK, diba? They wouldn't have formed this alliance with Tony Khan, and they wouldn't have been able to come up with AEW. But at the same time, you should still be a part of the team. Right? My limited employment experience has taught me that. So kahit pa paano, dapat alam din ni Cody na hindi siya star eh. Diba? Yun lang yun eh.
I love it.
Baka pagbalik niya sa WWE, siya na naman si Stardust.
I mean, yeah. I mean, no, okay, fine. Kung pagbalik niya ng WWE, he gets great booking, congrats, he knows his worth. Again, that's like half the battle here. You know, knowing your worth. And you feel like you deserve better, go for it. But then at the end of the day, you also have to be realistic. You also have to be willing to work with other people.
Julian, Tony Khan is actually the president. He has been the president and he will continue to be the president of AEW.
Yeah, ever since.
Yeah. Hindi naman nagbago yun. Right? Sige, we're going to close the book right now on the Cody Rhodes conversation and move on to this one because this one's also pretty big. Can we or will we see a Stone Cold Steve Austin comeback? Verum est. Totoo ba to?
Okay, so the thing is, WWE's reached out to Stone Cold and they want him for one last match because he never really got a farewell match. He went away with an injury because back in 2002, 2003, and he never got that goodbye, that proper goodbye. So they are angling for him to do that in Dallas, because home state, about Texas. And they want it to be a match, either with Kevin Owens or with anyone else, but so they want one more match. And I don't like it. I don't like the idea. I say,
why not?
The ship has long passed on Stone Cold being in the ring. He's still in great shape, don't get me wrong. But I don't want him to risk his health anymore, even though he should be largely healed, because it's been, 20 years since he last wrestled. 20 years away from the ring is going to hurt like a bitch when you step back in. So I don't want that on him. That means he might have to train, get into a training regimen leading up to the show. I don't want him to go through that because he's earned the right to rest and to be okay. It's also possible now that it's just a one-time, not a match, but an in-ring segment just to send him home happy, even though he's already home happy. So, yeah, I just don't like the idea of a match. I know, and some people, if we go by the comments that we got on TikTok, some people or most people don't want to see him in a match anymore. Because it's long past its prime.
So I'm with Emil here. I also thought that the WrestleMania 19 main event against The Rock was the farewell match. So if that's not generally acknowledged as the farewell match, then I have some questions of my own. But I want to ask you first, Rowan, since you're the youngest here, would you be excited for a potential Stone Cold Steve Austin match?
Yeah, you've seen it in the games, but like that's the most exposure you've had to Stone Cold.
Yeah, pero no. I don't want to see another I don't want to see a real life Randy the Ram situation. Wow.
He's not gonna die. He just has a bad neck.
Yeah, I know.
Tsaka Rowan, si Randy the Ram, si Jake the Snake yun eh. It's a different character altogether.
Right.
But he's not gonna die. That's the thing. But okay,
I'd like to think Stone Cold's in relatively okay health.
Yeah. but I'd like to say na I don't want to see him back in the ring as an active competitor. Okay na siguro kahit ano, in-ring segment lang and that's it.
Yeah, we've seen this before in previous WrestleManias, diba? Like I think the most recent was when he gave out stunners to the New Day in WrestleMania 32. Maybe even more recent than that. I don't even remember. He gave Byron Saxton a stunner on 316 Day in 2020. But the first Raw of the pandemic. So that's enough to make me happy, honestly. Ikaw, Chino, you have a longer relationship with Stone Cold Steve Austin in your fandom.
I feel like while we are all in agreement with Stone Cold being where he is right now, does the occasional podcasts, which are great. He stuns people from time to time. I feel like he also feels like he left the ring prematurely. You know, his whole run was only 5 years, right? The hottest 5 years ever, but still just only 5 years. A lot of people have had longer runs then, right? So at the end of the day, it'll really be up to Stone Cold what he wants to do. Right, if they want to give him one more match, then who are we to say na teka lang, matanda ka na eh, especially when he's in such great shape. You know, he posts a lot of workout videos. So ako dun ako sa kung at saan siya masaya, di ba? I don't think masasaktan siya or he'll be injured so deliberately na hindi na siya makakagalaw kasi he's still in great shape. But then at the same time, I just want what the wrestlers want.
I'm going to dispute that and say that you never know what can happen inside the ring. So, especially when you have so much rust and you're not used to moving in the ring. He's going to train again, like I said, pero you don't generally want to risk it. That's why they kept Edge away for so long. Because even though you don't take a big bump, that one bump might have killed him until it couldn't anymore. Right? So you can't say that he'll be 100% safe if he goes back.
Yeah, and I don't know. I guess you age then Stone Cold is worth talking about because when Edge came back, he was 47. Right? Stone Cold is 57. So that's 10 years, diba? You can't take that lightly. But I don't know. I'm of the side na, or I'm of the opinion na what's ultimately important is Stone Cold's body. You know, I want him to stay in very good health, and ultimately he's gonna do what he's gonna do, diba? So there. Let's see what happens. Because you know, they seem to be sowing the seeds for Stone Cold versus Kevin Owens at WrestleMania 38 in Texas. Di natin alam ano mangyayari with that. Last bit of news before we get to our first break. 205 Live has officially been canceled. You know, the show's over and it's been replaced with NXT Level Up. So yun na yung papalit sa time slot niya. Fridays 10 p.m. U.S. time on Peacock and on the WWE Network. And Ro, you were the one who used to cover 205 Live. How do you feel about this?
We already eulogized 205 Live last month, right? So we've technically already talked about what we felt about this. I knew it was coming. I thought it was extremely weird that they didn't do it sooner. But I guess that shows how much or how little they cared about the show that they would just let the women and the heavyweights compete on it before they finally decided to change the name and the branding, right? So it's about time, and it was way overdue for a name change, for a rebrand.
I like how the WWE just came up with their own version of Dark Elevation.
Oh.
Kudos to them, right? They wanted a platform for the other guys who are lesser known and the developmental route to get their shine. Then they gave them a platform, which is essentially what 205 Live became. Right? So congrats to them.
Julian, I don't think na it's a cruiserweight show. The I think NXT Level Up is for dead. NXT talaga. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they got rid of
please
all
keep
the
up, Julian. Please keep up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's for NXT talaga. Marami rin namang talents yung NXT locker room. So I guess yung mga hindi natin masakikita on TV, they're gonna go to Level Up. Rowan, is this something you're gonna watch, yung Level Up?
Yeah, I mean, excited na ako sa pilot episode. And I heard they have already taped the first episode. Let's see if mas maganda siya sa 205 Live.
We talk about this. You manifested this, didn't you?
Yeah, I did manifest.
Tell the people. Tell the people.
Yes, I am the great manifester. I even manifested that 205 Live will become a thing because naalala ko when they first showed the Cruiserweight division, I felt like, it's just a backstage segment or like a Divas match kasi sobrang ikli ng matches nila. And then I pitched an idea like, they should have their own show.
Halin mo pinitch? May kilala ka pala sa WWE?
Kay Mr. McMahon mo ba pinitch? Luhapit ka?
Nag-comment lang ako sa page ng WWE.
Wow.
So, feel mo dapat may royalties ka.
Yeah, should.
Yung mga kontrata ni na Enzo Amore, Neville, lahat yun, dapat may commission ka.
Yeah, that's for true.
The great manifester, everybody. That's Rowan, the SHIT for you. Anyway, farewell 205 Live, and let's see what happens with NXT Level Up when it premieres on the WWE Network on Saturday, Manila time. Let's take our first break. When we come back, we'll talk about Vengeance Day and Elimination Chamber 2022. But first, here's how you can support the show through your online shopping over on Lazada.
Right, guys, there is a sale, I believe, right now happening on Lazada. So if you're getting anything that you want and need, hashtag Nasa Lazada yan. Just support the podcast with your shopping by using the affiliate link, podlink.co/IAM. podlink.co/IAM. Type that in your mobile browser, add the cart, and check out from the app. And what you buy will help us do what we do here in the podcast at no extra cost to you.
And now, quick break to hear from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, let's get to some shout-outs over on Kumu.
All right, guys. Saying hey to Mary Ann Clemente, 2100, for following us. Thank you, thank you. Saying hi to Adrian Edilior. Hello. Hello sa'yo. Saying hey to Nick 07 Cabala. Saying hey, what's up, man? Thank you for joining us this week. Thank you to everyone who is tuned in right now. Please smash those hearts and send us halo-halo na rin. Kasi kailangan namin yan. And thank you for listening and tuning in to Wrestling Talk here on Kumu and on Facebook.
Yeah, and if you're liking what you're hearing, please follow us on Spotify and give us a 5-star rating. If you're following one feed, please follow the other na rin. Kasi for now, we're still trying to consolidate yung two feeds ng Wrestling Podcast on Spotify. So please just follow both and give both a 5-star rating. Let's talk about Vengeance Day. So that happened yesterday. And yung biggest takeaway for me, at least, is that the Creed brothers are legit. They're really fun to watch. They're really, really good. And I think we all predicted this to happen. Naman na sila yung mananalo ng Dusty Cup for the men's division. And it's very much well-deserved, don't you think?
Yeah, I knew they were legit from the first time I saw them. But they took out MSK in a really, really quick match. So that was pretty wild and kind of surprising. But yeah, I knew they were winning because they had to go up against Imperium, para matuloy yung feud. But they deserve it. And I could not see any other team that deserved it as much as they did.
The Creed Brothers deserves to win the whole tournament. And sila lang talaga yung believable na manalo. Kasi GYV and MSK, they're already established. And must deserve ng Creed Brothers na manalo sila.
Chino, your thoughts?
What's it called? Diamond Mine. There we go. Diamond Mine Imperium rivalry is really fun to watch too. Roddy is just half of Gunther's size, but delivers twice as much punishment, diba? So parang in a level playing field, I would really love to see these teams go at it again, diba? Nagdagdag na ng babae yung Imperium and then just make it an all-out war kasi it's good stuff.
Is there a European female talent on the roster? Aside from Kaylee Ray? Kasi Kaylee Ray seems to be doing her own thing with Io.
No, they haven't gotten any other people from NXT UK. They would have to bring someone over for that, but they haven't yet.
It'd be interesting if they could have a female member for Imperium. Someone like, I don't know, Ginny, right? Because that's the instant connection.
Because I see Ginny and see FKA Walter are an item. So that would be nice to see, right?
Diba? And it would also be refreshing to have another stable with another female in it to add to Diamond Mine and Legado. Let's go around the room here. And as we talk about Vengeance Day, any favorite matches ninyo from the show? Because for me, you guys, it was the Creed Brothers versus MSK. That was my favorite. Let's start with Chino.
I like the main event, Bron Breakker and Santos Escobar. Because I've always liked Santos Escobar, and Bron Breakker is slowly growing on. So despite the outcome, I'd still say I like Bron Breakker well enough to make this whole thing believable.
Ika Rowan, your favorite.
All right, my favorite would be Carmelo Hayes versus Cameron Grimes. Mas bumilib na ako kay Carmelo Hayes since para siyang si MVP. Yun yung impression ko sa kanya. He's got that swagger, mayabang siya, and sobrang swabe niya gumalaw sa ring, and I was really umangan na ako sa kanya ever since he won the Cruiserweight Championship.
Bro?
Yeah, I'm with Rowan here. I agree that Cameron Grimes versus Carmelo Hayes was the best match of the card. People were really into it. And it felt like the A championship, as Melo would like to hear. So good job on them. And slightly weird thing on the main event, which I guess we'll talk about. But
yeah.
People were booing Bron Breakker at the end. So I guess Santos Escobar was really over then. I don't know if it was because of the Eddie tribute.
I actually thought Santos had it, honestly.
Yeah.
Kala ko bibigay niya nila kay Santos because he deserves it. But then, hey,
Yeah,
they predicted that on the show. Yeah.
Yeah. They're doing Bron versus Dolph, which is okay lang. It's not bad. But people in the crowd really wanted to see Santos win there.
Yeah, I noticed that then. It was kind of weird to see that they really turned on Bron through the match. And when Bron picked up yung 1-2-3, talagang nagboo yung crowd sa CWC. So I don't know what to make of it yet. But I've got to ask you guys, what do you think about these special episodes no longer really being yung mga events that change the status quo? Kasi diba dati with the takeover, you'd have a big event, a big cliffhanger moment, like a fake out, diba, with a lower third that would really rock the status quo of NXT. And we don't really have that anymore. So what do you guys think about that?
It just comes with the change of creative that happened in NXT. The rebranding that happened. Diba? At that time, NXT was still going up against Dynamite and they were still really pushing for this Wednesday Night War, Tuesday Night War, whatever day it was, to be an actual thing, diba? Kasi that is why NXT kept giving us fire after fire episode, and Triple H and company were still in charge. But because things happened the way they happened, things are a little different now. And I'll be honest, the WWE product right now is it's just one homogenous thing. Right now, like, it's very hard to differentiate between Raw and SmackDown and NXT for me at this point, because it's pretty much the same style of storytelling. And wherein, unlike you watch something from AEW, they have a show with different wrestlers, and then they have a show that's just squash matches. You know what I mean? So at least there's a way for you to differentiate the product from one another. And that's something I don't think I see in WWE at this point.
Ikaro, what do you think about this?
I didn't really see the special episodes as a status quo changing thing. I thought it was more of an exercise in, putting out good episodes of NXT TV. So put regular episode of NXT, you'll have short matches, a lot of quick matches to feature the new talent. But for the special episodes, they're equivalent to the pay-per-views. Na mas mahaba, mas substantial, and just there to show off that the guys can really, and the guys and girls can really go. So I didn't really expect it to be that. So by that standard, pumasa naman sa akin yung idea ng Vengeance Day.
Ikaw, Rowan, did you have any expectations na yung Vengeance Day will really rock the fabric of NXT?
It doesn't feel special, actually. Parang nakakapanibago nga. It doesn't feel like the old takeover matches. The matches there are really weird. Parang normal NXT episode lang siya. Although, medyo ginalingan nila ng konti. I just think they should bring back the format. Kung kaya nila. If they should bring back the format, the way they make the matches, the way how I fell in love with NXT in the first place.
Yeah, I don't think they will. Kasi yun nga yung point of rebranding NXT, right? And I think what we're getting, that's pretty much it. What really makes this different is what we saw, diba, on Vengeance Day and even Halloween Havoc and New Year's Evil before that, is that it really is just your regular episode with longer matches, because you had segments there like Wendy Chu looking for a tag team partner, or Solo Sikoa going up and confronting Gunther and the rest of Imperium. So, it's really different from the takeover of old. Let's move on to Elimination Chamber. Let's do predictions. So let's start off with this one. I think we can get this one done really quickly, like a Goldberg match. I think it's Roman wins unanimously.
Goldberg.
Roman is going to Goldberg. That's the team.
Yeah.
Actually, Iba yung prediction ko.
Wow.
Dito.
Look at
wow,
you.
Wow, you're really going for it. Okay.
Sige, go.
Yeah, I was joking, but make your case.
Thesis defense. Thesis defense.
Okay, so first off, connected to sa ano WWE Championship Elimination Chamber match. So I first, pretty ko na ngayon, Brock Lesnar will win the WWE Championship.
Okay. All right, sure.
The rumors are true now, or if people like to speculate that there's going to be a title unification, there is going to be for me. Now, Brock will interfere in the Roman versus Goldberg match. He will cost Roman the match, and Goldberg will win. So this will set up a Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns for the WWE Championship. But then I remembered that Brock Lesnar won the Royal Rumble and he chose the Universal Championship. So baka maging triple threat at WrestleMania.
That's okay. A very convoluted setup. And because you are the great manifester, I really hope you're wrong. I really hope you're wrong, Rowan.
Yeah, medyo magulo yun eh. Kasi, first of all, are they really gonna give Billiam another main event spot in Mania? I get na ginawa nila yun during the pandemic, fine. But then, I only feel like Goldberg is here in this scenario because it's Saudi. You know, because the Royals demanded it, right? Outside of Saudi Arabia, I don't really think he's that relevant in the WWE anymore. And therefore, that is why we don't see as much of him nowadays. Right? Ito na yung first appearance niya in what, almost a year, if I'm not mistaken.
No,
right?
He was there at Crown Jewel or SummerSlam.
Which was also SummerSlam. SummerSlam and Crown Jewel, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So at least, diba, yung relevance niya, bumababa na eh. And also, again, you talk about age, Goldberg's pretty up there as well, diba? So, huwag na natin siya mahirapan. Like, come on, you know?
I'm more concerned that there are a lot of you who really want a title unification to happen.
Yeah,
bothers
about,
me more.
About that. One, it's not happening, guys. Again, for the nth time, it's not happening because you have two networks to please. And I don't know how many times I have to say this over and over every week until I have to beat it over your heads. So that's not happening. Again, that's not happening. Second of all, you really, Rowan, you really believed Goldberg's promo last Friday on SmackDown. You naniwala ka sa interview niya. So,
yeah. So good for Bill, I guess. He got to sell you on something.
Yeah, yeah. He at least he proved that he can still talk a good game. But it's Roman Reigns, and I don't think Roman is gonna roll over for Goldberg.
Yeah.
And I don't think Vince is gonna want Roman to roll over for Goldberg. Because if that ever happens, we have a big problem here. Because Roman is like the biggest star they've made in the past half decade or so, and if he feeds that to a Goldberg that is part time and known to be unsafe, then we have a huge, huge problem in our hands. And they don't want money; they don't want stars. So, no way, that's not going to happen. Even Vince is not that daft.
Ganito na lang mga kapodcast. Pagdasal na lang natin na mali talaga si Rowan, ha? Right. Next line, let's go talk about the Elimination Chamber match for the WWE Championship. All right, Rowan already blew his load. He said he thinks Brock is going to come out of the chamber as the winner. So well, let's go to Chino here.
I want to say Brock wins as well. Pero being champion versus champion and malabo yun. So I'm gonna go with a wild card here and say Riddle wins. Just because.
Wild card pa ba yan? Even with the reported rumors and all that?
I mean, those could still be wrong. So I get why Cena said it's a wild card.
I mean, a rumor is a rumor unless proven otherwise, diba?
Yeah.
So okay, at this right? point, fair point.
Diba? At least at this point, hindi ako maniniwala i-break nila yung RK Bro, especially with the shenanigans still going on. With Alpha Academy, so
they're so over.
Yeah, they're so over. Exactly. So I'm siguro just shot in the dark. Riddle wins.
Okay. So let's reset the field for those listening to audio only. You have Bobby Lashley, Brock Lesnar, Seth Rollins, AJ Styles, Austin Theory, and Riddle. Ro, who's your pick?
Okay, so I kind of want to say Riddle just to change things up and see them make a new star, but I still think that's a controversial pick, even though Riddle is insanely popular. I just don't think that that is a good PR move just yet. So my pick is either Lashley retains or Seth wins. That would be a good result for me. But not closing my mind to the idea of Riddle winning.
What if another wild card person like Austin Theory or AJ Styles wins?
I think AJ is nice. People want AJ to win. But medyo special attraction si AJ in it. But I don't know. Yeah. I don't mind. I don't mind that as well.
I mean, I wouldn't mind.
I would love for AJ to win, but my pick is Seth. Kasi, di ba, merong rumors na nung day one dapat si Seth yung magiging champion. Then, naudlot yun because of Roman getting COVID. So, baka ito na. Baka ito na yung chance ni Seth to win the championship. So, yun. Very much up in the air. Rowan, Brock pa rin, no? No take backsies?
All right.
Cool. So, yeah, let's talk about the next match that we're gonna preview. The Raw Women's Championship. It is Becky Lynch versus the Hall of Famer, Lita. I think this one, unanimous din to, di ba, Becky?
Yep.
Unless Rowan would like to disagree.
Tapos champion versus champion. Tapos nandun si Lita sa triple threat. Oh, my goodness.
Ako, I only wanted Lita to win nung una, nung hindi pa nila ina-announce yung TBA. What I thought sa Women's Elimination Chamber, I thought the Women's Elimination Chamber's TBA would be Trish Stratus for some reason. Pero now it's announced to be Alexa Bliss. So my pick goes to Becky.
All right. Sige. So parang wala namang question dun. All right, everybody in the comment, if you think Lita will win, let us know, right? We'd like to see your argument, your case for her to be the next Raw Women's Champion. Next up, SmackDown Tag Team Championships. You've got the Usos and the Viking Raiders. So this one's actually been sort of official for a while. Like the Viking Raiders won a match, diba, for them to be number one contenders for a while. So is it time for the Usos to lose? Because they've been champions for like a little over half a year at this point.
I definitely think it's time for the Usos to lose because they've not been really booked well ever since being part of the Bloodline. Like they are the expendable bodies henchmen that Roman has. So hindi na ako naniniwala sa kanila. It's so sad. But that doesn't mean they're bad or anything. It's just that they've been made to look like chumps. And I kind of want to see a reset of the SmackDown tag team division. Although they're still the Usos, and I don't think there is a huge chance of the Viking Raiders actually winning, but I would love to see that.
Ikaw, Chino, you think the Viking Raiders have a chance here?
You know what? I'd side with the Viking Raiders on this one. Not only because the Usos need to lose, but also the Viking Raiders need to win.
Yeah.
They have not looked strong in a long time. Only until recently did they look like actual threats. Right? So parang to give them the title again would give them another chance in the spotlight. So sana they capitalize on this because these Ivar and Eric are very good wrestlers.
Yeah. Rowan, you go.
I'll go with the Usos, actually. I know the Viking Raiders have been in the main roster for like 3 years, pero hindi pa rin ako convinced because they're not the same guys that I saw from NXT and the early part of their main roster run on Raw. So I'll go for the Usos on this one.
What does it matter to you, Rowan, na ganun? I mean, like, you saw them in NXT, so you know they're legit. So why does it matter that they're being presented like this on the main roster?
I think they're being micromanaged and they can't do what they can really do. So, hindi ako nako-convince na they could be the next champion for now. So, maybe in the future.
Okay. So, di ka lang believe ngayon. All right. We're going to take one last break for the show. When we come back, we'll talk about the last four matches, including that Women's Elimination Chamber match, and we'll talk some NWA as well to end the podcast. But first, here's how you can support the pod through your online shopping over on Shopee.
All right, guys. Again, there's also a sale right now on Shopee. So if you want to support the podcast with your shopping, the affiliate link to use is podlink.co/W9X. Podlink.co/W9 and the letter X. Type that in your mobile browser, add to cart, and check out on the mobile app. And what you buy will help us do what we do here in the podcast at no extra cost to you.
And now another break to hear from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We've got another round of Kumu shoutouts.
So saying hey to everyone, Christian Cruz 3003, just follow this. Maraming salamat. Saying hey to Adloy La Pera. Saying hey to Peachy, who says that he thought the stream was about freestyle collegiate amateur wrestling. He said he used to wrestle. Like, nice, man. I never literally met a person who was a freestyle wrestler before, but the name of the stream is WWE Talk, so I don't know how you missed that. Saying hey to everyone again who is joining us tonight. Scumageddon is coming in late. He missed this because he got a new phone.
Wait, he lost
his old one. Not so good.
That's not so good, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm glad to see that he made it. So thank you, Scumageddon, man. We missed you as well. So thank you again to everyone who is tuned in right now. Keep smashing those hearts. And tell the Kumu that you enjoy listening to and watching to Wrestling Talk on the platform.
And to yung viewers natin sa Facebook page, please keep commenting then what you think about the predictions. If you want to make your own predictions as well and you want to challenge any of our thoughts on the match, just go right ahead, all right? Let's get to this next one. Elimination Chamber match for the women. The winner gets a shot at the Raw Women's Championship at WrestleMania 38. So Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, Liv Morgan, Doudrop, Nikki A.S.H., and the returning Alexa Bliss. Let's start with Rowan. May hot take ka ba?
I'll go for Liv Morgan again. Her rivalry with Becky Lynch is not yet over. Like I said before, it's day one and Royal Rumble predictions. I want her to face Becky Lynch at WrestleMania, title versus career. Gusto ko talaga gawin nila yung storyline na umalis na yung friends niya, dapat ma-fire na rin si Liv. That's go. That would be incredible.
Teka lang, Ro, hindi pa WrestleMania predictions ha. Pero sige, count natin yung Liv Morgan. Si Wilson, yep. Kakampi mo. Chino, your prediction.
Okay, so I'm pretty torn here. I want to say Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a reason that they've built her up and made her come back during this pay-per-view, or sorry, PLE, Premier Live Event, instead of waiting until a Mania or something, right? They've revamped her character enough that they feel like it's going to be credible for her to be in this match. So I want to say Alexa Bliss.
All right, Ro.
My pick, which is seemingly the majority in the comment section, my pick is Bianca. I say Bianca is still the strongest looking woman in this field. They love her over in WWE. They love what she can do. They love the representation she brings. They love the charity work she does, the behind the scenes stuff. So I would say it's a huge missed opportunity if they don't go Bianca versus Becky at WrestleMania. Para lang ma-full circle yung nangyari from SummerSlam.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with Ro here. I think si Bianca yung mananalo rito. They've kept her down na. You know, they've kept her in the upper mid card of the women's division to kind of put the spotlight on other women like Doudrop, like Liv Morgan, and Silita. And I think by WrestleMania, it'll be Becky and Bianca because I think that's the money matchup. Going through the comments, sabi nga ni Ro, maraming Bianca. Si Kyle, Julian, Lance to an extent is also maka Bianca. You have Wilson going for Liv, Emil saying it's Liv, Leo also saying it's Alexa naman. Kyle's asking, is Alexa Bliss a babyface or a heel? What do you guys think?
I don't know yet because she hasn't interacted with anyone else on the roster, so you need to gauge that. You need to gauge her alignment by how she treats other people on the show. So I think skewing heel pa rin, but it could go either way at this point.
Yung therapist niya, di mo rin alam kasi kung ano eh, kung good guy or demented eh.
Yeah. At this point, di pa natin masabi, it's still early in her character arc.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad she's back. I'm happy for Alexa Bliss to be back. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi mo si Lance Bianca. Well, Lance also said Brandi Rhodes is gonna show up. So,
Lance got jokes tonight. Sabi ni Admin Angelo, it's Black History Month, so it's also a good opportunity, diba, to highlight Bianca Belair, which they've actually been doing that in the video packages during the weekly TV shows. So yeah, so, I agree there.
So mananalo din si Lashley getting there.
I don't see why not. I would love it. I'd love for it to happen, diba? Right, let's go to our next match on the card. We've got three more to talk about. Ito, Ronda Rousey and Naomi versus Charlotte Flair and Sonya Deville. I think this got set up either yung SmackDown na nag-air nitong Friday or yung mag-air in a few days. And the reports are saying that yung taped episode na mag-air this weekend, they're gonna set up the Ronda Rousey will have one arm tied behind her back.
Yeah, it was set up last Friday when Sonya got in Naomi's business in a really good match for the women's championship. So at this point, how do you not give it to Ronda and Naomi? You've literally got Charlotte, who is a beast on her own and an authority figure.
Mm-hmm. Rowan, what do you think?
It's a no-brainer. I think it's going to be Ronda and Naomi on this one. Parang ang labo naman ng match na to. Parang I don't really want to see this, pero let's just let it happen. I'll have Ronda and Naomi.
Yeah, they need to build. Yeah, the only reason to answer Rowan's question, the only reason they're putting this on was to give Ronda a full head of steam down the road to WrestleMania. So
gusto ko nga paglayuin muna si Ronda tsaka si Charlotte if they're gonna have that match at WrestleMania.
Kasi, why?
Parang, I don't know. Gusto ko, parang, I think it's better if magkalayo muna yung champion at saka challenger before their actual match. Kasi pinagkikita na sila ngayon. So parang, ano, it ruins my dream match. Parang ganun.
I get what Rowan's trying to say. That's actually a hallmark of traditional wrestling booking, where you keep the two contenders away from each other before the actual match. So I get where he's going, and we've actually seen it before. It's just that now, in a time where the rosters are so thin, you can't really avoid having them wrestle each other before they're supposed to actually wrestle each other, diba? So yeah, sad lang that it has to be this way, but within the framework of how WWE tells their stories, it makes sense too. So
yeah, both
beliefs are correct.
All right, let's talk about this next one. The Miz versus Rey Mysterio. This one was made official just this past week on Raw. This is pretty fun. I was doing my research, doing stats and all that stuff. They haven't been in a singles match in about 3 years, these two.
Okay.
So, what do you guys think?
It feels super fresh, I would say. A lot of the stuff Rey's doing with other guys, it actually feels pretty fresh. So I like this matchup. I don't know who is going to win. It could be either way. I don't know. I need to know what the end game is. Like, are they finally splitting up Rey and Dominic? Because if yes, then Miz has to win here.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I can't tell.
I'll go for the Miz because naawa na ako sa kanya because he hasn't had a pay-per-view win ever since his return or on a premium live event match. Parang wala pa siyang panalo on those matches. Kaya I'll go for the Miz here.
Yeah, see, I just want to say the Miz as well. He needs a win. And that's the only reason I'm saying the Miz walks away with the W.
Sabi ni Lance na Ray wins so they can promote WWE 2K22. Di ko siya naisip, but it's actually not a bad call.
That makes sense. That makes sense too. Really is. Either way thing, I think Miz Narin is set up to eat losses all the time. So I wouldn't be surprised if Ray won.
I also don't think it matters to the Miz if he keeps losing. Because at this point, he's the only two-time Grand Slam champion. He's a made guy. I don't think a loss really hurts the Miz. But Ray versus Miz could be sneaky fun. Let's talk about our last match. Babyface producer Gel, let's get to the last slide for Elimination Chamber. Drew McIntyre and Madcap Moss, the rematch. False count anywhere.
The true main event of this pay-per-view.
All right, fellas, have at it.
You're impressing Madcap Moss. We have to build new stars, guys.
Yeah.
Seriously, though, I actually do want you know, Madcap must win out of spite because I'm so tired of this of fucking Angela. Not fucking Angela, but fucking Angela the sword. Because it's so uncool. The sword is so uncool. I don't know if anyone else believes this or agrees with me. It's so uncool. Bakit ako bibilib sa lalaking may dalang sword?
Meron siya sandata. Bakit pa?
You can't use the sword in a match. You can't even use it in a no DQ match.
Okay, guys, what do you think? Rowan, Chino.
Drew. I say Drew wins because he uses the sword. he fucking uses the hilt to knock Madcap Moss on the head. I feel like just because, you know, just because Rose had been pwede gamitin the sword, pwede kong gagamitin the sword.
I'd like to think the sword is kind of over sa live crowds. Like, you guys hear the reactions, but like when he whips out the claymore, people actually go nuts for it.
It's SmackDown. These things are half-canned. So I can't really tell for sure, but it's not cool. It's just not cool. Like, I don't know who thought it was cool. It doesn't scream cool in a wrestling context. So I'm so over it.
Baka no, kasi Braveheart, diba?
Yeah.
I'll agree with Chino here na baka nga gamitin niyo yung sword. I mean, they're in Saudi after all.
that's dark.
Rowan, you need Jesus.
Good job, Rowan. No, I support you there, Rowan. Good job. I got your back. That's a good job.
Okay, move on na tayo. That was too dark. Let's talk about the NWA and congratulations are in order for the broski. Matt Cardona is your new NWA World's Heavyweight Champion after he defeated Trevor Murdoch a few days ago. So what do you guys feel about this big piece of news?
Yeah, it's a huge deal because even though the NWA hasn't been like the top company in decades, right? This is still a historical world championship. So it's been won by guys like Dusty Rhodes, Ric Flair, Christian Cage.
Cody.
Cody. Sige, Cody na rin. Sorry, Rowan, who did you say?
R-Truth.
R-Truth. Yeah, that's true. R-Truth did win. Nick Aldis. And this is like the pinaka testament to Matt Cardona's reinvention away from a WWE. Like his breakthrough win, breakthrough moment. Short of winning the AEW World Championship, seguro, or the Impact World Championship. So it's like the proof that you can actually have Matt Cardona, the former Zack Ryder, as a big single star of some sort, and proof that you can actually reinvent yourself outside of the Fed. Diba? So props to him. And this is like his biggest career accomplishment so far.
Ito ba yung parang equivalent ni Cardona dun sa run ni Cody right after he left WWE in 2016?
Yeah, I would say so. This was similar. When Cody still had the goodwill of the people.
Yeah.
Matt Cardona doesn't have that same goodwill because he's a huge heel, diba?
Yeah. But he really... Finish your thought, bro. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say that he really parlayed his reputation from WWE into like a monster heel character. Not the monster, but a big superstar heel character in the indie. So that's really playing your cards right. And, you know, treating yourself as the top dog that you know you could be.
Yeah, from kudos. What I've observed.
Sorry, kudos to Matt Cardona. He really reinvented himself. He did all those death matches in GCW. He became a main event player in Impact. Did a short spell in AEW, and now he's the NWA World Champion. So really, sobrang kawalan siya sa WWE, because he was able to prove to people that, hey, I am a big deal. And, you know, he knows his worth. So congratulations to him.
I'd like to think now, or at least from my observation, that, you know, the internet loves Matt Cardona. I think that's where his fan base really is. But depending on which promotion he invades for the time being, he really knows how to push the buttons of the people who watch those promotions, those shows. But like, he knows what to do in front of GCW. He knows how to present himself differently than for NWA or for Impact, about how he can be a heel in all these different places.
Basically, mas self-aware siya kasi kay Cody.
Yeah, yeah, you could say that. I also want to shout out yung attire niya. Ro pointed this out sa Discord namin na he has the same color scheme that Christian Cage had when he won the 10 pounds of gold on right around the same date.
No, same day. 16 years to the day.
Yun, 16 years to the day. And there's a close friendship between Cardona and Christian. So, you know, it really tracks. Rowan, do you still follow Matt Cardona now that he's no longer with WWE?
Being the great manifester that I am, I actually manifested for this. So this is when I played the Retromania wrestling game on the Switch. I used Matt Cardona to win the NWA World's Heavyweight Championship. You know, sobrang proud ako kay Matt Cardona because out of all the people who got released during the pandemic, parang siya lang yung mas naging successful. And he has been champions in different promotions. And now he is a belt collector.
I want to touch on something that Chino said na hindi siya malaking kawalan siya sa WWE. I don't think malaking kawalan siya from WWE kasi WWE just didn't know what to do with him and they ran their machine, their shows without really pushing him to a big spot. So what he really did there was he went out and he got the matches that WWE would never really book him in and prove himself. So now if he comes back, if he ever comes back to WWE and does a Cody and then they let him go, doon siya magiging malaking kawalan after he's reinvented himself.
Then, I mean, at the same time, diba, because he wasn't utilized in that top position and he's being utilized in now, he had also developed a chip on his shoulder to show people that ang gusto ko sabihin is that he wanted to show people that hey, wait a minute, I'm a big time player here too, diba? Hindi niyo ako tratuhin ng ganun, I'm gonna prove it to you, diba? And that's what he did. That's exactly what he's doing right now. He's really stepping outside of his comfort zone. He's not just the internet guy anymore, even though a lot of his fandom comes from that. But he's actually proving to people that he can actually wrestle in different styles, in different forms. So, yung point na sinasabi ko na, hey, if you don't want to treat me like a main event player, I will go where I can be treated as such. And so, congrats to him. Kasi nagawa naman niya eh.
I'm just arguing objectively na WWE wasn't really missing anything by not pushing him as a top star. But I will agree that he is pretty over with the fans. And the fans did want to see him pushed ever since 2010. So
yes, since the Z True Long Island story days.
I will concede that. And then he used that goodwill and organic groundswell of support to prove himself. So, okay, I see where you're coming from.
Yeah,
I just want to say na si Matt Cardona ang totoong definition ng from undesirable to undeniable.
Yeah, yes, yes. Yeah, amen, I would say 100%. so than Cody.
Yeah.
So yeah, congratulations again to the broski, to Matt Cardona, diba? He's always ready, really happy for his success, and I can't wait to see what else he does in this current run because the guy is killing it, right? So there. As we begin to wind down here, reminding everyone again that if you want to be part of the Wrestling Podcast Patron Program, we're doing the Elimination Chamber Premium Live event. If you want to catch it live on the WWE Network, Carlo Pamintuan and I are calling it in Tagalog Sunday, live 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. Kaya natin to. And for everyone else who wants to catch it with Cinero, you can catch it in the morning, on Sunday morning. All right, so just go to our patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. Let's get to our picks of the week. So yung mga listeners natin dyan, our commenters, please leave yours in the comment section as we get to ours. I'm going to start and I'm going to pick the gauntlet match from Monday Night Raw. So Rhea Ripley had a hell of an outing, 45 minutes until Bianca Belair defeated her at the end. I was kind of expecting someone like Bayley or Asuka to come out at the end, but it didn't happen. But it doesn't take away from that huge performance for Rhea Ripley. Like in just one night, na re-legitimize siya ulit as a top threat on Raw. So that's my pick.
All right, sige, I'll go next. I will pick the match earlier from today, Bryan Danielson versus Lee Moriarty. So that was pretty good. As again, it goes to show how much both guys are killing it in AEW and how much time these guys are getting because they have the big enough roster to do whatever matchup they want. But our honorable mention, that I don't know if anyone's going to pick this, but honorable mention goes to Naomi versus Charlotte from last Friday's SmackDown. They made Naomi wrestle a long match, and it wasn't perfect. It wasn't the best match ever, but it was pretty good. And that's saying something, especially for a SmackDown show that hasn't been doing these long matches lately.
Yeah, the crowd is pretty hot for that as well. I actually had that as my initial pick. Then alala ko that the gauntlet match just happened a few days ago. Chino, what's your pick?
Oh, so my pick goes out to the Young Bucks taking on Roppongi Vice, AEW Rampage from last week, I think. I liked it. You know, I was a fan of this rivalry. That's when I started watching New Japan. And the fact that they're able to bring a slice of it over to U.S. soil and U.S. markets is just, it brings back good memories of NJPW.
All right. And Rowan?
And my pick of the week would be Cora Jade and Raquel Gonzalez training for the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. This segment is hilarious and sana all may tagagising para mag-workout sa umaga.
Wow. Wow, okay. No, but yeah, I get it. You do need an accountability buddy.
Sure. All right, let's get to the picks of the week from the comment section. Let's start with Julian. Brock Lesnar's guesting on the Pat McAfee show. Main event nung NXT Vengeance Day, Tony D versus Pete Dunne. Admin Angela picks Brock Lesnar as well on the Pat McAfee show. And Rowan's points on 205 Live and NXT Level Up. Leo picks the gauntlet match from Raw. And Carmelo Hayes versus Cameron Grimes. And the Mox and Bryan Danielson promo from AEW. Bruce picks Rowan's dark joke. And our most recent audio-only episode on our favorite power couples in wrestling. John Christopher picks John Kreese from the Karate Kid franchise showing up on AEW. Chino, you wanna talk about this real quick?
No, yeah. This just means that Cobra Kai and AEW are canon. They're part of the same canon. So ibig sabihin si Mr. Miyagi namatay din siya sa AEW. Ibig sabihin nito, may chance na lumabas si Ralph Macchio. Sabi ng sign. Diba? Imagine the possibilities, guys.
Sobrang dark na lumabas siya and you're telling Britt Baker to finish off Mercedes or Thunder Rosa.
Imagine the possibilities. The possibilities are endless. They could have a All-Valley Wrestling Championship in the next season, for all we know. So, that's all gulo. It popped me.
Speaking of that, I popped for MJH, Melissa Joan Hart.
Yes.
In the crowd.
Yes.
MJH is better than MJF, and you know it.
I love these mainstream celebrities, lalo na from back in the day, who are just huge fans like Melissa Joan Hart, Macaulay Culkin, syempre Freddie Prinze Jr.
The situation was on a dark episode for some reason. The situation in JWoww, and they were rooting for some
J-Wow
guy from New Jersey.
Guys, lost si Rowan. Hindi niya kilala itong mga to.
You don't even watch Cobra Kai. It's on Netflix.
I'm too poor to have Netflix, all right?
Wow. Okay, wow. Pero may switch ka.
We'll rectify that situation for you.
All right, last few picks of the week. Emil picks Brock Lesnar's Stone Cold impression on the Pat McAfee show. See, Alan picks Biff Music demanding and getting a match against the legendary Minoru Suzuki. That's pretty nuts. That's happening WrestleMania weekend. See, Waki picks the gauntlet match as well. And yeah, there. Sa Kumu Baro, merong ano?
Yeah. Skamageddon has a pick. El Desperado versus Master Wato for the Junior Heavyweight Championship, I believe, in one of the golden shows. And he also picks Pete Dunne versus Tony D'Angelo from yesterday's NXT.
Speaking of New Japan, if you guys can would like to tweet our friend Robbie Eagles, it was his birthday this past weekend. So he celebrated his birthday by having a match against Taiji Ishimori. So go ahead and give Kuya Robbie a shout out.
Happy birthday.
A belated happy birthday. Let's get to some plugs before we get out of here. Chino, I know you have a lot in your pipeline.
Yes. So the newest season, first things first, the newest season of the Glass Clown podcast has just started. And what better way to start it then with a bucket list guest in Mr. Ebe Danzel. I got to talk to Ebe about his musical journey, his political activism and his start in music in the music industry. And guys, dahil bucket list guest to, baka ito na din yung last episode ko for the year. So, hindi natin na lang. Tayo nyo na lang. And check out the video. I'm also starting to put out videos of these podcast episodes up on my YouTube as well. You can find all of that on my Linktree, linktr.ee/chinosupersized. And finally, I have some stand-up happening over the weekend. You can check it out on my Linktree as well with some amazing comedians from around the world. So different Chinese comedians from around the world and myself happening on Saturday at 8 p.m.
All right. Ro, how about you?
Well, that a man, but I do want to shout out a late Kumu commenter, RC1227, who says, hashtag Undisputed Era. Well, they're not in WWE anymore, and they're not the Undisputed Era anymore. So, manood na lang AEW to see them, or to see the original
Actually,
three.
Actually, you know what? Just because you said that, nakalimutan ko na sa AEW na pa si Bobby Fish.
Yun,
like,
yeah.
I forgot that he was there for some reason.
Yeah, he quietly debuted because he's kind of quiet over there. Yeah. And Kyle O'Reilly is on paternity leave, kaya hindi sila nag-tag together.
So he's been came back this week.
Yeah. So anyway, go watch AEW if you want to see the Undisputed Era. But again, for me, no plugs. Just follow us on TikTok at Wrestling2XPod, at Rowan's Warneren. Rowan and I are talking about answering your questions, answering your prompts on what we think about certain things. So if you want to learn about a word or a concept in wrestling, or you want us to to shoot our shots, our thoughts about certain happenings, just ask us and comment on our TikTok.
All right. Rowan, how about you? Any plugs?
Please subscribe to our Patreon so that mababasa niyo yung weekly wrestling reviews namin ni Ro.
Yeah,
and please listen to our audio-only episode about our favorite wrestling power couples.
Yeah, yes, right. Sir.
And for me, like Chino, I also relaunched a new season of solo podcast called On Deck with Stan C. First episode's out. Just a quick 20-minute rambling from me about why I'm no longer on radio. For some reason, I got so many messages about that, and it connected with people. So if you want to hear me just get all introspective and get in my feelings about my unceremonious exit from radio, go ahead and check it out. It's On Deck with Stan C over on Spotify.
Wait, sorry. Maybe one last plug up. Are you done?
Yeah.
Sorry, I have one last plug. An ace of for that. So I'm writing articles again on multisport.ph. It is a site about, it used to be a magazine about sports and triathlons, but I have a latest article for people na may joa and people na get work out. So I give tips on how to work out with your significant other. So you might need that because you might not have experience on how to work out with your SO. So
kala ko you might need experience in how to have a joa.
Yeah, you can. But that also helps in behaving around people and potential significant others. So again, go read that. Multisport.ph. It is exactly how it sounds.
All right. We're on social media. The Wrestling Podcast on Spotify, at Wrestling Podcast on Facebook and Instagram, at Wrestling2XPod on Twitter and on TikTok. Leave us those 5-star ratings over on Spotify. They really mean a lot to us. Thank you very much to everybody who's also watching on Kumu at Wrestling Pod. Next week, we've got an audio-only episode that we're scheduling and recording namin. Our guest is Kid Bandit. They've been making waves over in the US. They've also been appearing on AEW Dark and AEW Elevation. So really excited to talk to Kid Bandit and talk about their origin story in wrestling and how apparently laki antipolo siya. So we're going to ask them about that when we have them on our audio-only episode. As for us, individually, it's at Chino Supersized, at Rowis War, at Monday Night Rowan, N-I-T-E on Twitter, N-I-G-H-T on Instagram, and for me, at _ Stan C. Leaving you with the following notes. Please double mask up. Stay at home unless you absolutely have to. Get your vaccines and your boosters. And in the words of the great Angelica Panganiban, wag po tayo boboto ng magnanakaw. All right? Wrestling Podcast out. Bye-bye.
Peace.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.